Following a motorized route. Okay, I have put a route into the checker system and it goes from home to an address at 2745 Heartland Road, which is about 6.5 miles. And we will start on North Oakland. However, immediately, within about one turn, we're going to be off route because Oakland is closed for construction. Ordinarily, trucker would tell us to go straight down Oakland and turn left on Lee Highway, but we cannot do that. We're going to turn on 20th, which the cab driver already knows that he has to do. So let's wait for the cab. Okay, we're ready to go, and we will just follow what trucker has to tell us. Now, we're not going to go 6.5 miles recording. We will transition in the middle because the most interesting information comes at the beginning and the end of this route.
En route, heading north, near 1852 North Oakland Street, next intersection, four ways, North Oakland Street crossing 20th Street North, and 239 feet.
Now you notice it didn't tell us to turn, but we are going to turn. And we will be told that we are on, there we are, we're on 20th North.
Quincy Street.
Now we've come to North Quincy.
On North Quincy Street.
And we turned right.
20th Road North.
20th Road.
Route. Please consider rerouting.
Okay, I will hit shift, page down.
Active route rerouted. Please go straight on street with no name, then go straight on Old Dominion Drive.
Now we have to go through a complex intersection.
37.7 miles per hour.
And I hit the little button.
Northwest.
And I hit the second button. The first time I hit the little button right next to the delete
Street.
Key. There's North Thomas. And that gave us the
West.
Speed. Now I hit the next button over from the speed button and it gave me the direction. I'm going west. And Trekker will now just announce the streets as we
seven
go past
satellites.
Them. I've got seven satellites. I wanted to make
North
sure.
Street.
I wanted to make sure I had a good connection. There's North
North
Upton,
Vernon Street.
North Vernon. The streets in Arlington are alphabetical.
North Wakefield Street.
North Wakefield.
Lee Highway. Drive onto Lee Highway.
Now, this is one of those circumstances where the road name changed. For a while, we had turned on to Old Dominion, but Old Dominion ran into Lee Highway, and here we are now on Lee Highway getting more information.
Drive onto North Washington Street.
Now, Lee Highway runs
Road,
into North Washington.
Miles per hour.
We're doing 38 miles an hour. I hit
West
that
Greenway
little button.
Boulevard.
The little button next to the delete that tells me how
West
fast
Mason
we're going.
Road. West Marshall Street.
This is very handy if you're in a bus, of course,
Woodlawn
because
Avenue.
You do hear what streets are coming up, what you're passing,
Jackson
and
Street.
You can get pretty focused on, okay,
West
I know where I
left.
Want to pull the bell to get off the bus.
41.4 miles per hour.
We're doing 41 miles an hour. We're cooking right along.
43.4 miles per hour.
Going a little faster. I'm just repeatedly hitting that, what would be number one on the keypad. And we've slowed down for a light.
En route, heading south. You are on Lee Highway. Next intersection. Four ways. Lee Highway crossing street with no name on your right. Next instruction. Lee Highway.
Now that was the home key.
2745 Heartland R distance info. Unavailable. Route length. 6.8 miles.
Well, I shortened the route a little at 6.8 miles.
2745 Heartland. Lee Highway. En route. 2740 Rogers Drive.
Rogers Drive.
2745 Heartland R remaining. 1.5 miles.
Okay,
traveled.
We're 1.5 miles away. And, of course, I've actually skipped some on the way due to the freedom that electronic editing gives us.
Fairmont Street.
Fairmont Street. When you hit one of these buttons and when you hit one of these buttons, it will interrupt itself. But there was a very important piece of information. In 1 mile, turn right on Heartland Road.
Halifax Drive.
So I was able to, if the driver was not familiar, I could tell him we're coming up to Heartland.
Emily Street.
And of course, Tractor will do the same thing, giving you directions like this when you're walking. It'll announce the streets, tell you when you need to turn, and in pedestrian mode, it gives you a little more information because it doesn't have to work quite so quickly, and so it can tell you points of interest. You can change the verbosity, that is, how much it speaks in motorized mode, by going into general and then going to verbosity and take a look at the motorized settings.
Shreve Road.
We're getting very close now.
2745 parkland are remaining. 0.5 miles. Travel 6.4 miles. Route length 6.8 miles.
That was the home key that gave me that information. There was a light at Shreve. We're going to cross. There we go. We're crossing the Beltway, and which is I-495.
Get ready to turn right on Heartland Road.
There we go. Get ready. In other words, get over in the right-hand lane if it's a
Heartland
wide road. Here's Heartland
turn
Road.
Right on Heartland Road.
Turn right on Heartland Road, and we'll turn now. Oh, we'll get a confirmation. There it is, our confirmation. And we're almost to our destination.
Approaching destination, Providence Forest Drive.
That's one drive.
Sieben Drive.
Sieben. Now we're coming up on it.
Park PL.
All right, back to the salt mine.
You got it. I believe that's a 5 on top.
Yep.
Okay. You have reached your destination. 2745 Heartland RD. Route deactivated.
And that's it. We're back into the main menu. And that's how easy it is to follow a route. It gives you good information. It doesn't give you too much when you're in the car. As I said, it'll give you a great deal more when you're actually walking with Trekker. But the same principle applies. It'll tell you the streets that you're crossing. The one thing extra you may have noticed in pedestrian mode is that it'll tell you whether the street is on the left or the right, or it's a four-way intersection. When you're driving, you really don't care whether it's a street coming in on the left or on the right, unless you're supposed to turn on it. So now you've seen pedestrian, free mode, we've browsed offline, and now we've followed a motorized route. That's really all the space we have here, but you can continue to explore features, read the manual, and just experiment with this extremely useful technology and the way this well-designed device, the Trekker, puts GPS to work for you. If you want more information, you can contact the website at humanware.com. That's www.humanware.com. Or in Canada and the U.S., you can call toll-free at 1-888-723-7273. Or from anywhere, you can call 1-819-471-4818.